The new report shows raising the federal minimum wage could also lift more than 1 million people out of poverty. But the CBO warns that could also result in more than 1 million lost jobs and could diminish overall income for others. The report comes as congressional Democrats prepare to vote on the first increase in the federal minimum wage in a decade. Virginia Democrat Bobby Scott, who chairs the House Education and Labor Committee, says the CBO report makes a strong economic case for passing the Raise the Wage Act.
Raising the minimum wage will provide a boost in the economy by putting money in the pockets of workers who will spend that money in the economy.
Scott is pressing his caucus to increase the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour over the coming 5 years. The Economic Policy Institute, a left-leaning think tank, conducted a separate analysis in February showing how the Ohio Valley region would be affected. EPI predicts that in large portions of eastern Kentucky, southern West Virginia, and southeast Ohio, roughly 40% of workers would see some increase in wages. EPI economist Ben Zipper says, in general, raising the minimum wage can help workers who earn the least, which he says are typically women and people of color.
Minimum wages, because they focus on the bottom of the wage distribution, they affect and raise wages for people who are the least paid in our economy, and those typically are women and people of color.
The Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, argues small businesses wouldn't be able to increase their revenue enough to cover the cost of higher wages. The group also said employers would be forced to increase prices or cut costs by laying people off. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.